Okay, sagt die Gemara, wann Chof Chesem in Aleph, starting the Sugi of Chutzl Zmani, Chutzl Mkoymoy. So the Gemara says like this, the Mishnah made a chiluk between Chutzl Zmani and Chutzl Mkoymoy, that somebody has Kavona Chutzl Zmani is Chayv Kores, somebody has Kavona Chutzl Mkoymoy, then it's just possible vain by cause. So the Gemara is going through now the droshes of where we learn it from. So the Gemara, possible vain by cause minani mili. Chav chesam al aleph, towards the bottom. Amar shmul trey kurek sivi. We have two psukim. Two psukim going into parashas tzav. What are these psukim? Mayom arabe. The posuk says, by Pigul, it says, V'meyochel yochel b'psar besach shlomo, v'yayim ha-shlishi. That's the lashon of the pasuk. V'yayim ha-shlishi. Shlishi chutz l'zmanu. Pigul, zeh chutz l'mkoyma. So, b'kitzu, we have chutz l'zmanu, chutz l'mkoyma. V'ha-nefesh ha-chelos mimenu, avoynu yiso. So, by chorus, he uses the lashon mimenu. So, mimenu is coming to say, achas v'lishnayim. Only one of these two pigulim are yichayev kochus. That means there's two pigulim. There's a pigul called chutzlus manoi. There's a pigul called chutzlum koimai. And only on one of these two is there a chayev kochus. Only on one of these two. Which one? Obviously, maybe it's chutzlum koimai. Hayne chutzlus manoi. Says the Gemara, v'heimo, v'anef shechaz manoi, v'zeh chutzlum koimai, v'lumite chutzlus manoi. The Gemara says, how do you know? So the one mistab with chutz l'zmani out of the pasuk bay. Adarab, chutz l'mkoyim out of the somach bay. It's closer to it. To the mimen. Elam rabbi, kesef yom dimam rabbi, somach ad eton etane, kshuoyim v'shlishi b'parashas kedoshim, shein tamud loima, shei kvar nema, when it says shlishi b'parashas kedoshim, we don't need it, ready had it, mechri yachum zazel v'shlom v'yam ha-shlishi. So what I need it for? And in the chutz l'zmani, today we need the chutz l'mkoyim. Bekitzer, the Gemara is coming out, the Pasuk in Parshas Tzav is going on Chutzl Zmanai. The Pasuk in Shmini, in Kedoshim, is going on Chutzl Mkoymai. And Mi'at Rachmona Gabi Noisar Oich Lavoin of Yisro, Lamudei Chutzl Mkoymai. Bekitzer is a Mi'at. There's a specific Mi'at that Pigul of Chutzl Mkoymai, there's no chorus. Says the Gemara, how do you know that Chutzl Zmano is chorus or Chutzl Mkoyma is no chorus? Maybe fuck out. The Gemara says, no. Mistavre noisa havali loikme. Because Mistavre, we're talking about noisa. Lenigma oven l'chutzl Zmano. The domi le bizab. Now, the Gemara basically saying is that since by noisa this chorus, and by Pigul Chutzl Zmani, this chorus, there's a reason to put these two together, because they both have a common ground, that they're both Bizman, they're both related to time, and they're both related to each other, that they're Noyeg Bebomo. Obviously, Chutzl Mkoymai is not Noyeg Bebomo. It's a Bomas Yochet. By a Bomas Yochet, there's no Chutzl Mkoymai. Right? There's no Mokum. So that's the similarity, that's why the Pasuk of Chorus is Mistama talking about Noiser, and not Chutzl Mkoymai. And then we have the Oven Ovoin from the Pasuk in Parashas Tzav, which is Pigul of Chutzl Zmanai. First of all, right away, L'chor, you see from our Sugi, that this Sugi is going with the Mahalech, that Pigul is Chal. We have two ways to understand, if you remember the Pesul Pigul. One is that Machshove Kemaise. You have Machshove, the Torah was Machadish, that your Machshove Chutzl Zmanai is Chal in the Korban, a Chutzl Zmanai Halacha. The other way to learn is no, it's Machshove Pesul. It's nothing to do with it. It's not that Pigul has a shame Chutzl Zmanai. You understand what I'm saying? We have two ways to learn the Pesul of Pigul. One is machshava kamaisa dikipsul, which means when you have a machshava tira chutzla zmanai, so it puts in a chutzla zmanai dikipsul into the carb. When you have in mind chutzlam kaimai, it puts in a chutzlam kaimai dikipsul in the carb. As though that, meaning, as though that happened to some degree. It's machshava, there's a machshava of chutzla zman. The other way to learn is no. Machshava is machshava apiselas. It's no different than machshava shalei lishma. It's machshava apiselas. Happens to be, the machshava was chutzla zman. Our Gemara, l'chor, this man Domas Muchach learns that it becomes a chutzla zman psul. Otherwise, what's the analogy? The Gemara is saying that it's mistavra to learn chutzla zmani and noiser one from the other, because they're both psulei zman. Noiser is obviously zman, it's left over. And machsheva spiegel of chutzla zmani is a zman dika psul. If you're going to learn it's a machsheva apiseles, has nothing to do with zman. Oh, no, but I'm saying if the machsheva of your zman doesn't create a psul zman in the korban, so al psul has nothing to do with zman, then there's no reason to say that it's more similar to noiser. Noiser, you could be thinking about it, whatever you want to think about, nothing with thinking. Noiser is a psul mitzi, is a psul zman. So all I'm saying is, if that the pigel has nothing to do with zman, then l'chorid, there isn't an analogy. The brisker of takayest is fakasha. The brisker of, when the Gemara says that it's doime bizab, zman and boma, in other words, noiser and pigel have a connection, the brisker of asks, what do you mean? I understand. Boma, I understand. They both have the psul. But zman, what does pigel have to do with psul zman? Pigel's machshava. Baal Koponim, the Gemara says here like this. So from there we learn out this idea of machshava, but that's frektik ma'ad rabbi. Chutzim koyim yavle like my bekoras. L'migma, of an oven chutzim zmani, the domi, the Gemara says, it's just the opposite. The domi lay b'migdish. Meaning, there's an analogy between chutzim zmani and chutzim koyim, and more than noiser. It's true, chutzim zmani and noiser have a connection. True. But if you want to learn one of these three to each other, so really, chutzla zmani, chutzla mkoyme are more similar. Because they have more common grounds. They have four common grounds. Machshava, they're both in machshava. They're both, kuf stands for ktsas. That means, even if you have kavona on one kazayas, the whole korban becomes possible. By noiser, it's only that was left over becomes possible. The rest of the korban is kosher. That's ktsas. Dalet is dam, they're both psulei dam. The chal by zrike, and shin stands for shlishi. That's the they both, it says shlishi by both of them. Heichal yachal mazal. Bekitzel, there's more of a connection between chutzal zmani, chutzal mkoyme, and chutzal zmani and noisim. So why don't we just say there's chorus by chutzal zmani, there's chorus by chutzal mkoyme, and noisim is the odd man. Noisim is just a lav without chorus. No, since we have a miyat in the chorus, what's making you be memayat chutzlum koimoi? Because you're saying chutzlum zmani is more similar, chutzlum zmani and noiser are more similar. True. But chutzlum zmani and chutzlum koimoi are more similar than chutzlum zmani and noiser. It's true that chutzlum zmani and noiser are more similar than chutzlum koimoi and noiser. That's true. But chutzlum zmani and chutzlum koimoi are more similar then chutzla zmani and noise. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara, Lomar B'Yechanon, Tonizav de Ben Levi, Yasi Kodesh Kodesh, Ksiv Ocho, Ki Yizkodesh Hashem Chilo, Finich Mison. Ksiv Ocho, Mesorav Tas HaNoise Beish, and over there it says, Ki Kodesh Hu. Mal Alon, Noise, Afkan Noise. So the Kodesh is talking about Noise. Umid Rachman Agabi Noise, Vechol Avani Yisro, Lomute Chutzum Koyim Mikoros. Zog the Gemara, My Chosis, Tekwa Arichem, Bechutzla zmani. How do you know that the pasuk in Parashas Tzav, that's called the Kos of Arichah, because it's a long pasuk, and Shlishi Parashas Kedoshim Tiyus Chutzlam Koyim, maybe it's the opposite. Mistavra Arichah B'chutzlam Zmanay, the Gomah of an Oven Minoysar, the Domi Le Bizab. Adarabah, Ariha bechutzlum kaimai, say the pasuk is bechutzlum kaimai. Shlishim lai shuv bechutzlum zmanim, mishum the domi lai samchei to come a mayit lai. Adarab. That's why the Torah was mamayit. Elam arove. Kulu makwachi ariha. All of it is from Parsha Sav. Asi. They all come from Parsha Sav. Diksiv yachol yachol b'shechus hakosam medaber. One is achilas odom achilas mizbeach. Mibsaz avach shlomov, ma shlomov mefaglin, mispaglin, afkol mefaglin, mispaglin. Meaning, in order for something to be pigul, it has to have a matia. In other words, let's say you have a mincha that goes all on the mizbech, there's no din of pigul. Pigul needs to have a matia. Even a carbon oil has a matia. The dam is matia, the basar nemurim on the mizbech. Pigul needs two components. In order for full pigul to be chal, you need a matia. We'll see why. We'll see what the svar is. But the violet exeris hakosim. So pigul is only by a matter where there's mefaglin and mispaglin. There's a briskerov, there's a milchas avrom, there's a Rabbi Nachum Zim, but there's different ways to learn how that works. But the bottom line is, pigul only is by something that has a matter, that is a matter and has a matter. Meaning, if the whole thing is just on the mizbeach, there's no din of pigul. There has to be a matter, and the pigul is chal on what the matter is being. Nerves that you're being mefagel b'dam on the basar, being mefagel b'dam on the emurim. So that you're being mefagel on a matir, your kavon is on a matir, and it makes a chaloy spiegel on the nitir, on the thing that's becoming mutter, either for Adam or for Mizbech. Says the Gemara, shlishi chutz mani, and that's what we learn out, lo yirotze. This is a yisoy gadol in all of kachim. Hatzos kosher can hatzos psul. Hatzos kosher at shikri v'kol matirav, av hatzos psul at shikri v'kol matirav. This is a klal gadol. One of the most complicated yesodis in pigul, which is that in order for pigul to be chal, you need to have everything else kosher. So that means if somebody was mefagel a korban, let's say b'machshove, so he shechted a korban with chutzal zmanei, right, or he was meilach the chutzal zmanei, and then either he never did zrika bechlal, right, or he did zrika with a different psul, shalai l'shma, a different psul. So halach is pigul is not chal, the shame pigul is not chal. That's the halach. So the obvious question is, first of all, how's it shayach such a thing? L'chayr, the korban's already possible. Once you mefagel the korban, the korban's already possible. I mean, let me ask you a shayla. If a guy would eat the korban now, right now, is there an isser of psulei mukdosh? Of course. In fact, Reb Chatzkel Abramsky brings a Moridik Araya that the Psul Kotchim is Chal right away. He says otherwise, how can be over the Lav of Machashav B'Kotchim? I think more talks about later, if there's Makis, Lav Sheish B'Maisa, Ein B'Maisa. What do you mean? It's Hasra Sofik. Because when I shechted the Korban with a Machashav Espigel, we still don't know if there'll be a Zrika. Al kochach, you're over the lav now. Al kochach, you're passing the kotchim now. Not only that, the Rambam learns that the lav of mechashiv b'kotchim is passing the kotchim. He says the lav of being mechashiv b'kotchim, according to the Rambam, is like matal mum b'kotchim. That means the way the Rambam understands the isser of machshava b'kotchim is through your machshava, you're passing the korban. That's cool for the. That is the shame lav. That's the shame alav. That's why it's a tremendous chiddush. I'll read you a Mishnah Melech. There's a Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech Psulei Mukdash and Perek Yudches Halacha Zayin. He wants to say that maybe that the whole shame pigul is not chal until zrika. That means it's kilu the carbon is kosher. Till zrika. It's like nothing happens. Everything's on hold. Everything's on hold. Meaning, I shechted the korban machshev as pigul. Till I do zrika, you look at the status, you go in the computer, status, korban, hold. Stop posting. The sure zrika triggers the chorus of the pigul. We don't have a question about that. That's our gemara. Katzos kosher, kachatzos psul. That's clear that there's no chorus until zrika. For sure. For sure, there's no chorus until Zrika. Less man the public. On that, there's no shayla. The shayla is different. The shayla is this halacha of atzos kosher, katzos psul. Is that a halacha in the whole shame psul of kachim? Or is that just a halacha in the chorus? And that's what the Mishnah Lamelech is saying over here. Mishnah Lamelech is saying that it could be, that's his suffix. That's what he says. Anyway, the Chazon Ish in Machshirin, Chazon Ish says klar. If the Olam has a chance to look it up later in Simin Yud, in Machshirin, Chazon Ish says klar, not like the Mishnah Melech. Avad is zoktel. As soon as you're mechashev bekotshim, it's possible. It's absolutely mugdosh. Avad is possible. There's no question. It has to be possible. He says that the whole din of Meratzel of Pigulo is only for this new din of Pigul, of Kores, for that is Halacha. But not that it doesn't become Psulei Mugdoshim Bichlal. The problem is, there's also Achiezer on this, the problem is that if you learn like the Chazon Ish, then Lechoira, by Chutzlim Koimai, there should be no din of meratzel l'piguloi. Because chutzlum karma doesn't have chorus anyway. If you're going to tell me there's a lav in malchus already, before zrika, like the Chazon Ish, and the only thing that the zrika accomplishes is the chorus, right? So if that's the case, so then by Chutzlum Koimai, there should be no din of Zrik at all. Because there's no chorus anyway. Marashach, Alts Psulei Mugdashim, that's Chal right now already. That's why he's up to Chazon Ish. Now, according to the Mishnah Malach, we understand. Mishnah Malach is saying that could be that the whole Shem Pigul, nothing is Chal until Zrik. Meilu hu adin l'gabi Chutzlum Koimai, same thing. Everything's on hold. Everything's on hold. But if you're going to learn, like the Chazon Ish, that there's a psul immediately, which is the pashtus from all the sages. Mechashev b'kotchem z'ayver b'loy z'asir. And the Rambam says, why are you over? Because you passel the kotchem. Look at the Rambam. Look at the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, the reason why you're over, because otherwise you could say, well, there's a separate lav of mechashev b'kotchem, even though it doesn't prevail. You understand? There's a lot to have machshav of poiselas, even though it doesn't do anything. But Rambam saying it doesn't. Let's go to Loshon HaRambam. Here, the Rambam says like this. When he brings down the iser of machashav b'kodshim. So, and Rambam didn't have to say anything. About this, take the Rambam. Kol ha-mechashek machshovo she'ine nechoyne b'kotshim, harei ze bo'iver b'loisas. Says the Rambam, so till there you could say, okay, it doesn't do anything, you're still over alive. So after the Rambam, why? מפי השמור לומדו שבכלל דין זה שלא יפסיר הקודשים במחשובו, שהרי זה דוימה למטל מום בקודשים. את הרמב״ם. That the whole thing of machshava, isu machashiv b'kodshim, is doime l'matul mum b'kodshim. So according to the Rambam, you can't make any kind of mechitza between the isu machashava b'kodshim and it's the fact that it's effective. Because that is the isu. The isu is that you're effectively infecting the korban. The Rambam is saying that Mechashev is another type of Matal Mum B'Kodesh. It's another type of Matal Mum B'Kodesh. That's how he's a top touch. So it comes out. Well, Maisa, you have also the question that I mentioned. You have Reb Chatzkel Abramsky's Kasha. And you have Achiezer also in Tshuvas. Reb Chaim Moisey has this Kasha as well. In Chiluk Beis. I think it's Simon Chof Zayin. The Achiezer also has this Kasha. Same like Abchatzkel Abramsky, that L'chaira, it's Asra'al Sofik. Every Mechashev B'Kodshim should be Asra'al Sofik. Meaning if you learn that it's not Chal till later, it's very, very shvair. Anyway, so this is a problem. Let's first get back to the Gemara, just finish off the Gemara, and then we'll get back to this issue. Because this is critical in understanding what's happening by people here. What's exactly happening? So Gemara says, Shlish is a chutz l'zmanoi. Lo yirotzem. That's the din that we just learned. That it's katzos kosher, ken atzos psul, ma'atzos kosher, ad shikuf v'kol matir, atzos psul, ad shikuf v'kol matir. Ha'makrev ba'krov hu nifsal v'ni nifsal b'shlishi. That means, the psul is only chal b'machshov, and not actually when it becomes nicer. Oysoi b'zevach ha'kosem medaber, v'ni medaber b'zevach. Meaning the koyin doesn't become posel, obviously. Lo yechoshev, the top of choftes, lo yarev boi machshovo yisacheres. Now here the briskerov jumps in. Lo yarev boi machshovo yisacheres. Meaning, other machshoves, besides for your pigul machshove. Pash doesn't mean afterwards. Frek the briskerov, what do you need a pasuk of lo yechoshev? Doesn't make sense. We already learned katzos kosher kenatzos psul. We already learned that the pigul is only chal if everything plays out properly, right? It's not chal the pigul without that. Frek the briskerov. So what do you have to come on to shuli arav machshavos? Those other machshavos make that you didn't finish the avodah properly. We just said you have to finish the avoda properly. That's a kasha briskov. The pashtus is like the way the briskov is saying, which is that katzos kosher kachatzos psul means you have to have kavona. You have to do everything proper. Meaning, at the end of the day, the only problem with this carbon was your machshevas pikul. Otherwise, everything went as scheduled. Ask the briskov. So, what do you need a separate pasuk to tell you that you can't have another bad machshava? That's inclusive. So the briskerov's like that's a chiddush. First of all, not everybody is masking to the briskerov's hanocha. Not everybody is masking to the briskerov's hanocha. Some of the achrayim hold katzos kosher kachatzos psul just means that you can't. You have to finish the avoda. You have to do zrika. Not it has to be kosher. It has to be complete, not kosher. It has to be complete. Meaning, in order for pigul to be effective, you have to finish the process. Not properly. Finish it. So, memele, if there won't be a separate posuk of lo yechoshev shelo yarev boi machshavos acheres, that won't be a stira with katzos kosher kachatzos psul. You understand? Katzos kosher kachatzos psul is only telling you, in order for chalois pigul to be chal, you need to finish the avoda. Right? So if you had a pishas hiluch, you have to have zrika. If you had a pishas shchita, you have to have kabola, hiluch and zrika. You have to finish. But not that it has to actually be kosher. Now, although The Loshon HaGemara is mashma kaltzos kosher. But the Brisker Rav says a different idea. The Brisker Rav says that, interesting chap, the Brisker Rav says that machshava, the Gemara says when you're not allowed to be machashav b'kotchim, the lav is only b'dover haroi lavoida. So Brisker Rav wants to say a chiddush din. That once you have a machshava spigel, so now the korban is not roi anymore. So now there's no issa of a machshav apeselas. It's almost a vicious cycle. Meaning, it's not a chsarin in hartzas kosher. The Brisker Rav is not saying like the achroinim that say, all you need to do is finish. No, you have to do everything proper. But the whole din that you're not allowed to have a machshava apeselas is only b'dov haroi lavoida. So since this is already not roi, why is it not roi? Because you had a machshava spiegel. So now there's no problem with having another thought. The only thing is, there's a new pasuk. Shalo yechashev, you shouldn't mix new thoughts into it. We'll see later on, in Mitzvah Hashem next week, Beis Hashem, that there's a new halacha that a machshava could be mitzi from another machshava. Okay, that's a new, but if not for the fact that the Torah said that, this wouldn't be called a problem. That's what the Brisker Rav wants to say. That's what he's saying. And he's saying the reason is, because the whole din that you're not allowed to have, the whole din of shaloi lishma, is only davar ol avoda. So ain't it ol avoda? So really, the Brisker Rav is coming to the same place as some of the other Achrayim, but from a different angle. He's saying you do have to do everything proper. Granted, this is not improper at this for this call. Again, this is going back to the shal that we had. When is the Shem Pigel Chal on it? Is the Shem Pigel Chal first later? If you don't like the Mishnah Melech, it's not even Psulei Mugdashim yet. So then it should be called Roy Lavoida. You know what I mean? It's on hold. It's still Roi La'avoida. If you learn like the Mishlo Melech, if you learn like the Chazanish and the Chanami. Anyways, the Gemara says, Pigol Zechut Slum Koyma, here, Melamed, Shemitztarf, Imze, Imze. They mitztarf with each other, the Machshavas, meaning half a Kazayas, half a Kazayas. For he never shall chel us menu. Echor v'lo yishnayim, v'ezezeh Zechut Slum Zmanay, the Gama Oven Oven Minoysa, the Dome Aloy Bizab. Because it's similar to Bizar. Okay, that's the conclusion of this piece of Gemara. So I want to try to get a little bit of a better understanding here in this whole Hemshech of Kartzos Kosher, Kartzos Psul. So I think both extremes are difficult here to learn. If we're going to learn completely, like the Mishnah Melech Suffolk, which is that when you have a bad machshava, does nothing. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Till later, nothing happens. Rav Aaron Leib Zatzal also is oimed on this in his Sefer, in Eilos HaShachar, in Zvachim. To say nothing happens? So how are you over this? Or Machasha B'Kosha? If you're telling me that when you have the Machshava, nothing happens, so it's nothing. It's not just that. The Achiezer and Reb Chatzkel Abramsky asking, it's Asra Sofik, it's even less than Asra Sofik. You didn't do anything. You weren't even over yet. Did nothing. It's nothing. So that to learn that way is very difficult. Meidach Gisa, to learn that the shame pigel the Isser Ischal. And it's just chorus, like the other tzad, right? And it's just chorus that's not chal, which is where the Achiezer is more noita. Then, first of all, the mashmois asug is mashma, that's not pigul. If you look at Rashi, also is mashma like that. And also, then what's pshat on chutzlum koyma? Chutzlum koyma, there should be no such thing as hartzah. Because, monoshuch, posel, it's already. Chorus, it's never going to get there. So what is it? It's not. Chorot's nothing. So I was thinking of a pshara between the Mishnah Melech and Achiezer and Reb Chaska. Something, a pshara in the middle. And Chazanish. Chazanish is also learning its puzzle. It's puzzle already. And the pshara I was thinking is like this. First of all, let's talk about Yonah Diyem, Mitzvah Mevakel Zuzu. It's not in Yonah Diyem, because the whole Kerech that we have in Pesachim, the Matzah Moro. So the Gemara there in Pesachim, Kuf Yudalad, talks about Mitzvah Mevakel Zuzu. Gemara says there, if you hold Mitzvah Mevakel Zuzu, if you hold Mitzvah Mevakel Zuzu, the Matzah Moro is Mevakel each other. If you hold a Mitzvah Mevakel Zuzu, they're not Mevakel each other. Same thing by Yisurim. If you hold a mitzvah mevatel zuzu, then Yisurim are not mevatel zuzu. Lamaise, the Rambam is chayish for Hillel. And the Rambam Taka brings it down, the din of Hillel. The Rambam says, mitam sofek, you should do korach. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam seems to hold that at least we're choishesh that ain mitzvahs mevatel zuzu. Right? The Rambam in Psulei Mukdoshim by us in Perek Yud Ches, Paskin seems to Paskin that way also. Because he says, Apigul anoiso vahatome shebol on zebu zebu ochlon. So the Rambam by us, chayiv, the ain isurim mevatelim zeze. Right, so the obvious problem is, why is it that in Yeridaya, if you look up in Yeridaya Taka, in Simon Tzariches, this is the base of Chaim's Kash. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Yisurim HaMavaklim, Zezah. Shulchan Aruch talks about a case where you have 49 Kazesim of Heter. And then you have two kazayim of isim in a pot. So each kazayis is mitzaref to mevatel the other kazayis. Right? Chap, I'm saying. So you have 59 kazayim of heter. Then you have a kazayis of nevel, and you have a kazayis of basa b'chala. So halacha is that each iser is mitzaref to the heter to be mevatel the other one. In fact, the base of Ephraim and the crazy place he touches upon this. What do you mean? If we pass in any surah of Atlan by mitzvahs, we pass, the Rambam brings it down to Psalim Mugdashim, Lagabi Kotch. So how does he bring it over here? So this is a long Indian. I don't want to go through the whole Indian now, but I'll just tell you the Rosh Prakam, what's Negetar Sugi. Rosh Prakam is like this. The Rambam has a shita mechudeshes lagabi koirach on Pesach. We do koirach, we do matzah mor. Why do we do matzah mor? We don't have Pesach. Hillel l'chayra did hoya koirach Pesach matzah mor. The Rambam, isn't it? Hazeh? The Rambam brings down that even bezman abayis koirach matzah mor, not Pesach. They all ask this question. It's not like Hillel. Who's he going like? Turns out that there's Yerushalmi and Chale, like the Rambam. Remember from Rabbi Yechanan, that even when Bizman Abayis, they didn't do Koirach Pesach Matzah Moro. They did Pesach a Matzah Moro, not Pesach. What's the Pshat? Pshat is like this. That Be'etzem, Isurim are mevatlim zeze. And mitzvahs are mevatlim zeze. Laloch. It's not out of Torah Paskins. We find by Pesach wachayish for the sheet of Korach. And we find the Rambam and Psulim Magdoshim says if you take pikul nois or tome, you mix it together, they're not mevatl each other. So what's pshat? The pshat is like this. In order for the Isurim not to be mevatl each other, they have to have שום צד השווה בהם. So just to make this a little clearer, the svar of any surah mevatlan zeze or any mitzvah mevatlan zeze is that they all share something. They share something together, so they're not mevatel each other. They share the common denominator, their mitzvahs. They share the common denominator, their isurim. Normally, bittul is isur and hetel. If it's isurim, they all share. They work in camaraderie. You understand? They work in concert. They're not mevatel each other. That's the concept. If you hold any isurim mevatel zeze, any mitzvahs mevatel zeze, that's the concept. But the Rambam is not paskening that any surah mevatel zeze. The Rambam is not paskening any mitzvah zeze. The Rambam is only paskening that where there's a commonality. So we know that the matzah, the Yerushalmi says, is saya zecher for chelus, and saya zecher for avdus. Mor zecher avdus. Memele, the matzah and mor have a common ground, so they're not mevatel each other. Pesach, that's only Zecher L'Chelus. That's why that's not part of Korach. That's not in that day of the Yerushalm. There's a lav called Kol Shebakodesh Posel Barkos of Litein Lois Asei Al-Achilos, which means there's an umbrella lav by Kodshim that anything that's Bakodesh Posel Barkos of Litein Lois Asei Al-Achilos, which means that umbrella lav Pigul shares with Noisar, shares with Tomei. They're Psulei Mugdash. There's a love of Kol Shabakodesh Posel Bar Kosel Litein Loisar Seyal Achilosa. So there's an umbrella, even though Noisar has its department, and Pigul has its department, and Tomei has its department. Each one has its department. But then there's a big umbrella on top. It's called Psulei Mugdash. The Kol Shabakodesh Posel Bar Kosel Litein Loisar Seyal Achilosa. Memela paskin the Rambam and Perik Yud Ches Psulei Mugdashim. That Pigul, Noisar, Tomei and Amavatl each other. Because they have the same Mila. They have a joint umbrella on top, which is Miyachad, all of it. So I want to tell you very simple. Mechashiv Bekotshim, the Machshov is Schal immediately. The Machshov that Schal is Psulei Amugdashim. Becomes Kol Shabakodesh Posel. Memela there's a lav, Memela there's an Isa, Memela's Miyashiv the Chazanish, and Pchaimoiz and Pchatzko Bramsky. But then there's the special department, Pigul department. Pigul department is only Chalan Agansiko. Pigul. That new Pigul lav, that's only Chal at the end. If it's an incomplete kol, it's not chala alocha from pigul. It's just psulei mugdash. Kol shabakodesh posel. Memelus miyashiv all the kashas. It's also miyashiv why chutzlam koymei also needs hartzah in order to be pigul. If you're not going to have hartzah, if you're not going to have zrika, it's going to remain psulei mugdashim. It's not going to become pigul. So the miyuchad, the galoch of pigul, that's only chal with artzah. That l'chor would answer all the kashas. L'chor merin shabbat gemir. And that's the gather of the pigul. The gather of the pigul is, it's a korban, it's a korban sheyesh by pigul. So that's the difference between tumah. Tumah, all it is psulei hamakdash. It's not a new shem, it's a new kind of korban, it's a korban tomei. No, it's a regular korban. Well, it became Tomei. Pigul is a korban pigul. Something called a korban pigul. A korban pigul has to be a complete korban in order for the shame pigul to be chal. Ah, you had a machshava apoyselus. True. That'll just give it a status of psulei mugdash. I can't call it a korban pigul till it completed itself. So that really, like I said, that is miyash of the whole meirei shabbat gemira. Okay, we'll stop here for today. It's a separate lav. The lav of pigul is not chal on it b'chlal. It's only it's a stam psulei mugdash. Do I have it to mistame? Oh, how is it?